أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو القادر على أن يبعث عليكم عذابا من فوقكم أو من تحت أرجلكم أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض انظر كيف نصرف الآيات لعلهم يفقهون صدق الله العظيم. We discussed the second half of ayah number 65 of Surah Al-An'am. Thus far we discussed قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the ability, Allah is all powerful. عَلَىٰ أَيَّ بَعْثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا, to send such an adab, a punishment upon you, مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ وَمِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ, from above you and below your feet, below your legs. In other words, from above and below. We discussed one is the adab of Allah Ta'ala insofar as the rain of stones are concerned, floods, etc. The next part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, O yalbisakum shia'a, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confronts you into different factions. Allah Ta'ala confuses you into different factions. The choice of words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that we are amazed about and something that we should ponder. Yalbisakum is normally used for something that is to cover, like the covering of the body is known as libas. So if we take this in its literal translation, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cover you into different factions, into different groupings. When that happens, وَيُذِيقَ بَعْضَكُمْ بَأْسَ بَعْضٍ, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you taste the punishment, taste the difficulties of some over others. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about this ummah dividing into different groups, different factions, and that is not just sufficient, but then the hardships and sufferings that one will impose upon the other, that will continue. We saw from the time of Sayyidina Uthman Al-Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu's khilafat, Allah ta'ala had kept this ummah together. In the time of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the first half of his khilafat was one that was safe from different difficulties. Thereafter, fitnas, difficulties had come, and that difficulties had begun initially from Abdullah bin Sabah, who was a Yahud, who claimed to be a Muslim, and then he started stirring up issues against Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and then that led to the demise and the shahadat of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Then ever since, this ummah has been in groups, one against the other. But when it was the time of Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, we found that there was decorum, there was respect for the views of others. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cause us to face the difficulties of others. We find in a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, once Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to the masjid of the Bani Muawiyah. There Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed 2 rakat salah. Sahaba also performed 2 rakat salah. And then Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam engaged in a lengthy dua. After he had completed that dua, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 3 things. There were 3 requests that I made to Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala had granted 2 and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had withheld 1. The 2 that I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala had granted, one was, O Allah, do not destroy my entire ummah by famine, by drought, by hunger, starvation. The second is, O Allah, do not drown my ummah entirely altogether. Those 2 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had accepted. Then I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, do not divide my ummah and create disunity in my ummah. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had not accepted. That is why we find when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this ayat, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, لا ترجعوا بعدي كفارا, do not change, do not turn, do not return after me into kuffar, that some of you will strike the necks of others. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is one riwayat from the three things. One of the things that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had asked for, in other words, just slightly changed in the narration, that do not let any invading army destroy my ummah altogether, in other words, in entirety. Allah ta'ala accepted that dua. But this one aspect where the ummah will have differences, that is to remain. The very important aspects, one or two important aspects, within the hudud, within the limitations of the shariat, the confines of the shariat, if there are differences of opinion, they need to be tolerated. When we look at the Imam Mujtahideen, they had various differences of opinion, but it was not only tolerated, but it was a means of love for each other, and there was no discord and disunity between the A'immah Mujtahideen. Yes, if it is not within the confines of the Shariat, there are issues, for example, insofar as our Aqidah are concerned, our belief system is concerned, then that will be a different issue. But then again, we should not, like Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشِلُوا وَتَفْشِلُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that do not make munaza'a within yourselves. In other words, there should be no bickering between yourselves, amongst yourselves, because what will happen is that you will lose your courage, and then thereafter وَتَذْهَبُوا رِيحَكُمْ, your strength and your energies will be lost in all of these issues that you have created between yourselves, this bickering and all of that, and the result is this, that there will nobody that will be concerned about the broader deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, undur kayfa nusarrifu al-ayat la'allahum yafqahun, that see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sarrafa yusarrifu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuously reveal to you the ayat, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, la'allahum yafqahun, so that they will be able to understand these very concepts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the very, very revelations of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.